What's up, man? All right, guys. So today's video is titled, What is a Muslim Copper? Now, I'm out here in the city of San Cristobal in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. This is the poorest state in all of Mexico. We are right next to the Guatemalan border. And we are at an elevation of 7,700 feet. That's why you can see the mountains in the background over there. Right now it's cool. It's about 70 some degrees. At night it gets down to like 50 degrees. This scene over here with the church, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Belz in Moldova. It's spelled B-A-L-T-I. But they pronounce it Bills. Overall, San Cristobal, you know, it has a European feel to it. Then again, the Spanish conquered this place. So this kind of reminds me a little bit of Brașov in Romania meets Bills in Moldova. So in a way, man, you can say that San Cristobal in the southern state of Chiapas in Mexico is kind of like my poor man version of Eastern Europe. Anyway, guys, going back to the video, what is a Muslim copper? Now, as you guys noticed, the ER is capitalized. A special shout out to the viewer who typed in the name in the comment section. In the comments, Muslim Copper was ER capitalized. Now, for those of you who don't know, ER capitalized stands for Elliot Rogers. Now, you can go on Google, type in Elliot Rogers to get all the information you want. But in short, Elliot Rogers was, 21, 22 years old, if I remember right? He was a Hapa. A Hapa is somebody who's half white, half Asian. His mother was Thai. His father was a Hollywood producer, I think. And they lived in Orange County. Is that the name of it, Orange County? I think that's the name of it, Orange County. I've been to Orange County before. That's where all the rich people live. And he drove around in a top-notch Beamer. He was 5'9". He looked a little bit more on the white side than on the Asian side. Overall, if you look at everything that Elliot Rogers had going for him, he should have been, you know, doing well with women, especially since he was rich and his father was like a Hollywood mogul. Now, I know some of you guys out there, you're going to say, well, Amr, he's 5'9". That's not really tall. Well, yeah, then again, he's not Yogi Ops short at 5'4", man. So, coincidentally, guys, here where I am, most of the people here, because we are next to Guatemala, most people here are actually under 5 feet, man. Especially even the men are under 5 feet here. Anyways, that's not the point of the video. So going back to Elliot Rogers. Elliot Rogers, by all marks, should have done well with women. However, the problem with Elliot Rogers is that he was on the spectrum, meaning he probably had a little bit of Asperger's or autism going on. You know, not saying the guy's retarded or mentally ill. It simply meant that he was more of a logical thinker than an emotional thinker. In other words, he doesn't have game where he's like, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha or anything like that. So he would look at all these women going out with dirt. And, you know, he actually made videos on YouTube. Some idiot is wearing a mask. It's like, bro, why are you wearing a mask in a park, motherfucker? It's like, I don't get it, guys. I was actually in the gym half an hour ago, man. I had a really good leg workout. There's a gym here in San Cristobal. It's called El Coliseo, which I think is Mexican for the Coliseum. Really nice gym. It cost me 350 pesos, which is like what, 17, 18 bucks? But here's the thing. Apparently here in Mexico, the basic membership, there is no, you can't use cardio machines. I think that's how it is here in Mexico. But that's fine, man. I don't need cardio. I walk around anyway. But there was a guy who was doing heavy exercises in the gym, and the son of a bitch was wearing a mask, man. You know, I wanted to tell him, bro, you're gonna fucking kill yourself. You know, you are denying your brain oxygen. You are inhaling the same toxins your body is getting rid of. But he was one of those, you know, lefty, liberal, gay people wearing a pink mask. And I'm like, I hope he dies, man. The world would be better off with him. But yeah, man, even here in Mexico, man, a lot of people, man, they're wearing the mask. At this point, if you are wearing a mask, man, you are property of Satan, man. Unless you're fucking dumb, retarded, or low IQ, wearing a mask in 2022, man, especially after even the Zionists have moved on from Scamarona. So if you're wearing the mask, man, you are Satan's property at this point. That's the way I see it. Anyways, going back to the video, guys. So at 5'9", Elliot Rodgers obviously was not tall, but at the same time, he wasn't Yogi Ops short to the point where women would be like, ooh, he's too short for me. Not to mention that Elliot Rodgers was about, what, 7-8 years ago, you know, before woman hypergamy went off the railings. So Elliot Rodgers, again, he was more of a logical thinker than an emotional one. So he saw all these women out there going out as dirt bags, guys who would beat the shit out of them, guys who would make them cry, cheat on them, and he was making videos about this stuff saying, here I am, the supreme gentleman, and yet women don't want to talk to me, but guys who beat the shit out of them steal their money, these women are all over them. And he was trying to rationalize what the hell is going on, and what he was doing is that he was coping, and he was coping real bad. So what happened is that Elliot Rodgers took a gun, ended up killing several women, and I think he ended up killing himself as well. All I know is that he killed several people and he died on the scene. Okay, my job here is to make sure that you Muslim guys out there, you don't go ER. When somebody says please don't go ER, that means please don't go Elliot Rodgers. Because I am seeing a lot of Muslims now coping, and they're coping really hard. Now, you guys who've known me, you know that I was the original Muslim red pill guy. I've been doing this shit for 4 years. Susan nuked my channel when it got really big because, you know, the reason why Susan nuked my channel, it's because the Zionists didn't want Muslim people to realize that their women were a bunch of dirty, dirty charmutas. And, you know, I had some Muslims get in my comment section and back in the day, and they're like, oh, Omar, you're a kafir. How dare you talk down to our women like that? Our women are angels sent by Allah himself. And now these same Muslim guys, 4 years later, they're like, bitches ain't shit. Well, that's what I've been telling you guys, right? So, at this point, guys, a lot of these women out there, they're property of Satan. Do not try to use logic and reason. The Prophet Muhammad said women are intellectually and spiritually deficient. So if you try to use logic to try to understand women, if you try to use religion to try to save women, it's only gonna make them even worse, you know. So the best thing you as a man can do is simply leave woman alone. Guys, if she has a smartphone, she's a hijabi. If she has a social media account, she's a hijabi. If she goes to the gym, she's a hijabi. If she is a career woman, she's a hijabi. If she's been to university, she's a hijabi. If she works, she's a hijabi. If she talks to multiple men, she's a hijabi. 98% of women out there, man, they're fucking hijabis, and you guys out there need to get away from them. I mean, if you're watching my videos, man, you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, you're definitely not a rapist / murderer. That's the type of people women fall in love with, and because of that, women will automatically label you a nice guy. They'll use you, abuse you, they'll take your money, they'll use you as an ATM, attention, time, and money. And like Red Pill Mary said, that's all they want, man. All these hijabis want from you nice guys out there, you good men out there, they want your attention, time, and money. And you guys have to understand, these women who use and abuse you, they are sent by Satan to destroy you. Obviously, guys, if you take a gun and you go out there and you kill people, that's haram. If you kill yourself, that's a one-way ticket to Jahannam. So this is why I made this channel, The Muslim Coper, because a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're coping real bad. You're like, oh Allah, how can this be, man? I'm a good Muslim, I pray, I fast, you know, I don't curse, I do everything by the Quran and the Sunnah, yet women ridicule me, make fun of me, and they end up sleeping with a guy who beats the shit out of them, who's an alcoholic, who's a rapist and a murderer. How can this be? I am here to tell you guys, you are living in a sick, sick society. Your job is to get the fuck out of the sick, sick society you are in. You guys take me for example. Look at the dog. Look at the dog. Get lost, bro. Hey, get lost. I don't like dogs. Adios. Move. I'm gonna shower anyway. He's licking my shoes. Alright, get lost. Have a good day. Go bother somebody else. Alright, he's leaving. Alright, so going back to the video, guys. You guys out there have got to leave the sick society you are in. What did God tell Abraham? He told him, leave your sick, sick society, right? Wait for the foreigners to go by. What did God say to Lut? He said to Lut, leave Sodom and Gomorrah. What did God say to Moses? Leave Egypt. In fact, before we were supposed to leave Egypt, Moses was sent by God to Pharaoh so Pharaoh can become a good, decent, righteous man, right? And what did Pharaoh do? Pharaoh even became more evil. This is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. If you use logic, you use reason, and you use religion to negotiate with women, you're only gonna make them worse, okay? Women today, 98% of women out there, they're hijabis, they are property of Satan. Now again, you guys take me for example. I'm in southern Mexico. I'm 7,700 feet above the ground. Look at all the mountains over there, okay? You saw Guatemalan woman pass by me, okay? These are the indigenous people. These are people who were here long before the Europeans. And these are people who do not have European blood. You know, when they say indigenous people of Latin America, they're talking about people who do not have European blood, okay? Mestizos are people who do have European blood. So what I, Amr Mitwali, am doing is that I am going where the indigenous people are. You know, when I go buy my food, I go where the indigenous people are. The indigenous people, man, they're not wearing masks. You know, they're not social distancing. You know, they dress in their native clothing. They don't wear all this Western mumbo jumbo. To them, Scamarona doesn't exist. So what I, Amr Mitwali, am doing now is that I actually bought Pimsleur yesterday, and I'm learning Spanish language. Yes, I'm learning Spanish. I'm looking at where all these indigenous people live and go. Because at the end of the day, guys, what did Islam tell us? Go high up in the mountains, away from it all, with your sheep, where it rains, right? It rains here, you know? It rains here. You know, they obviously have sheep and chicken and shit like that. So when shit hits the fan, guys, you want to be in a place like this with the indigenous people. I, Amr Mitwali, I'm no longer interested in westernized woman, okay? I don't care if she's in fucking Mexico. I don't care if she's in fucking Egypt, you know? If she dresses like a western whore, guess what? She is a western whore, and you don't want to have anything to do with her. So you guys out there, man, watching this channel, I don't want any of you guys going out there, you know, losing your shit, getting upset at women. You guys need to understand, 98% of the women out there are Satan's little helper. They are property of Satan. What does God in the Quran say? If I mislead anybody, none can lead them. So in a way, you guys out there who are trying to lead this woman back, you're actually going up against God. So this is why I'm telling you guys, if you are experiencing a hijabi, leave her alone, okay? Again, if she has a smartphone, she's a hijabi. If she's been to university, she's a hijabi. If she works, she's a hijabi. See that woman in front of us, you know, the mother in front of us? That is the ethnic clothes of the indigenous people. Again, they're not much to look at, but hey, man, some of them are decent looking. And let's be honest, man, all you need is like one or two decent looking indigenous women. And that's it. But that just goes to show you guys that the indigenous women are really the way to go. The most indigenous population is here in Chiapas and also in Cusco, Peru. I plan on going on Peru if I have the funds. And you guys know the best way to support me is to go on MGTOW TV, get yourself a membership. Because after I'm done with this, I'm going to be here for like 3 more weeks. And then after that, I'd really like to go to Cusco, which is, you know, 11,000 feet up in the mountains. So I'd really like to go to Cusco. Because again, guys, at this point, man, I'm doing what the Islamic religion tells us. Go high up in the mountains, away from it all. That's what I am doing, and that's what you should do. You know, I'm no longer interested, nor do I engage in conversation with modern women. You know, see this woman over there wearing the mask? See? That over there is a modern woman, okay? See? If a woman is wearing a mask, guess what, man? That's a big no-no for me. We have reached the point, gentlemen, this is very important for you guys to understand. We have reached the point where people, not just women, but also men, are property of Satan. If somebody is wearing a mask now, they are property of Satan. There is no justifiable reason to wear a mask anymore. Like TFM said, Omicron cured COVID. Even the Zionists are moving on to like monkeypox now. But yet you got people out there wearing masks. It makes no sense to wear a freaking mask. But the Quran has a solution to, not a solution, the Quran tells us why these people wear masks. Summun, bukman, umyun, wala ya'qulun. Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. So these people out there who, when they walk with a mask that covers, you know, half of their face, this is submission to Satan. So your job and my job as well is to get away from all these 66 societies that are property of Satan. So you, in conclusion, for you guys out there watching this video, man, you have to leave the 66 society you are in. Listen to what Islam told you. Go high up in the mountains, away from it all, where it rains and you can raise sheep. This is where you need to be. You can't be in LA, you can't be in Los Angeles, you can't be in Mexico City, you can't be in Guadalajara, you can't be in Alexandria, Egypt. I cannot stress this enough, guys. If she has a smartphone, she's a hijabi. If she works, she's a hijabi. If she has social media, she's a hijabi. If she's been to a university, she's a hijabi. If she talks to multiple guys, she's a fucking hijabi. You guys need to get that in your mind. The problem is not you. The problem is the sick society that you are living in. And therefore, in order to not be a Muslim coper and end up killing innocent people because you are so frustrated by what you see, you have to leave the sick society that you are in. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.